This is Secondhand Wisdom with Khadijah. And if you're new here, usually every week I just share a little bit of a reminder of something that maybe you've already learned and just kind of like something that God's maybe just reminded me as well every week. And this is a Christian podcast just about my journey with Jesus as I'm growing and every day. So on this topic, I want to talk about but God. I know the weird, it sounds different, but God, as in like, oh, you can't get a house, but God can, or you can't write a book, but God can, you can't create a game, but God can. So it's all just but God, meaning that there's a lot of things that maybe we can't do, but God can. And there's things that sometimes God can do within us. And everyone knows this, you know, if you become a Christian, you believe Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he'll leave you with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will usually guide you on what your steps should be. And if you decide to yield to your Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, I yield to you, whatever you want me to do, I will do. And there's a lot of times when you think that you can't do something or something just seems too hard, or so you don't even have to be hard. Sometimes you just need strength. Sometimes you're struggling because you're so tired that you feel like you can't keep going. And I've had those instances where, for example, I've been like this last weekend, I've kind of been really pushing myself. I like just little things like I'm, you know, creating a podcast right now, but I also do creating a game for God, and it's called Biblical Connection, by the way. You guys can go and check this out now. It's called Biblical Connection, and it is a game where you can get close to God, learn more about the Bible characters, and what you're doing is you're making a connection between the cards in your hand. There's different ways to play, but one way is you make a connection between the Bible characters and the Bible, and it kind of gets your brain to think about how the connections are between the characters. But I also want to say that this week I've been kind of doing a lot. I've been creating, you know, been trying to make a video for that, marketing the Biblical Connection game. And also I've been, you know, cleaning, and I've been doing a lot of things this weekend, and it just seems I've been doing my taxes as well. And it just seems like I've kind of been overwhelmed, and it feels like I can't keep going, you know, I just want a break, And I just had to pray one day. I was like, Lord, listen, I need your strength. I need your help. And then it's so interesting, so cool when like you pray about that and you say, Lord, I need your strength. And he gives you the strength to do things that sometimes is even hard. Like this morning I'm up and I'm ran 3 miles on the treadmill, which I usually do. I've been doing that like since the year has started, but I kind of slacked off this last month of March where I've just kind of like, just been doing 1 mile, and then I got back into the 3 miles this morning, which is so interesting because I felt like I didn't have enough energy to do any of that stuff. And but God can do it. And that's a wonderful thing about loving and trusting in God, is that like a lot of the things that we think are impossible that we can't do is so possible with God. And there's been lots of instances of that as well. I'll give you another scenario where I help out with the homeless people. I make a little blessing bag where I, you know, give them like, have like a bag that has water, a Bible, and maybe like some like socks or something like that. I remember the first time I did it, and I, you know, got to this park, and I was in the car, but everything in me was just like, I can't do it. I can't go. I don't feel confident. I don't feel the courage, or I don't feel strength in myself to do it. And I sat in my car and I prayed and I said, Holy Spirit, I pray, you know, be with me in this moment and, you know, help me with this moment. And when I tell you, I did the first person I went up to give out this, like, this Bible, said declined me giving out the Bible. And that happened, I was like, ooh, but didn't stop me from keep going. I kept going, and I was able to get my first set of Bibles. And then I went back to my car, because I have a whole set of Bibles. Went back to my car and got more Bibles to hand out, and it gave me a little bit more confidence. And on this way when I was giving out the Bibles, I ran into someone who also was creating blessing bags for the homeless, where she would just, it gave me an idea to not only just give a Bible, but do a blessing bag. And the second time I did it, I still needed God's strength. I still need God's strength every single time I do it. Because you meet people on the way, you have conversations with people that you meet sometimes. Like the second time I did it, I, you know, prayed, said, Lord, help me, because, you know, it's a little bit different. And I did. And I was able to have a conversation with someone who said he prayed to God every day, and he prayed to God that morning, which is so interesting. And I love doing blessing bags because in a way I always feel like I'm being someone's answered prayer. Like, not, it doesn't have to just be that, but it could be something else. Maybe there's something they were praying about and Lord was able to use me by saying I yield to the Holy Spirit to be used to answer their prayer. And I'm kind of going off a topic right now, but like at the end of the day, what I'm saying is there's a lot of things in life that seems like it's impossible, you can't be done, and it's not possible to be done, but with God and trusting in God, it is possible, and nothing is impossible. There's a lot of things that may be taking a lot of time, but it is possible. I also want to talk about missing your blessing. I want to talk about missing your blessing because there's an instance where specifically I'm in the process of praying to God about something specifically, and he had kind of sent a blessing to me, but I didn't think this was for me. I didn't think the blessing was for me. I thought it was different. I was like, oh, I don't know how this is happening, or this shouldn't have happened. And I send back the blessing, pretty much. I give back the blessing, and then I realized just recently, like, why did I do that? Why did I give back the blessing and not just take it? Because it didn't come in the form that I thought it was going to come in. I didn't think that the blessing was going to arrive in the way it did, because it was just so spontaneous and just didn't seem like possible. But then I realized, oh, that was a blessing. And one of my prayers that I was praying for could have been answered if I had accepted this blessing that the Lord had given me instead of giving it back. And then I realized now I probably have to wait a little bit longer for the next blessing to show up, because maybe in that moment was when, you know, that blessing, and it's so, that maybe in that moment was when the blessing was supposed to come, but I was just so like, no, this is not how it's supposed to happen, so I just send it back. But I realized sometimes that, like, like, God has probably given us many blessings or showed us many blessings, but a lot of times we just don't pay, we don't ask the Holy Spirit to, like, guide us, or we don't, like, pay attention to them, because there's to guide us, and we miss them. We miss a lot of these opportunities, and then it takes a while for these things to come back. And I'll give you another example. I had insurance, car insurance, and they were reimbursing me for something. And I look back on the date, like, I think it was either this weekend or whatever weekend. I look back on the date when this was sent out to me. It was sent out like 2 years ago. This blessing that God had given me would have been sent out 2 years ago. And I probably would have gotten that blessing way sooner. Probably way sooner if I was really just listening and just trying to be more in obedience to what God wanted me to do. I probably would have gotten the blessing way sooner if I had done that, but I didn't. And I didn't, it just made me realize that, like, God's probably giving us blessings, like, our blessings all the time, but we're not vigilant about seeking them out and keep an eye out for the blessings, because I think they are happening, but we're just not, like, aware of them. Because the reason why I just now noticed that the reimbursement that I got was because it came in the mail, and I'm so used to when I get things in the mail, I don't really open them right away. I don't really open them. Sometimes, like, if I think it's from the insurance company, I'm assuming that they're just asking me for either me to pay a bill, or they're asking me to, like, trying to get me to do, like, be part of their program. But if I had opened the envelope 2 years ago when it originally came, I would have been blessed with something. And it's just so interesting to see, like, some, I just think about that all the time. Like, I think about that now, about, like, we are probably being blessed and we are not aware of the blessings that sometimes come to us. And that's something I do want to pray about, being more aware of the blessings and not just sending them off. Because we don't know how much longer, you don't know, like again, I had no idea how many times that this blessing was supposed to be looked at. Like, it was in a bag that I usually keep, and I was just finally going through all the mails and like, I didn't open the letter, it was from 2 years ago, and I could have been blessed 2 years ago. And it's just so interesting to think that, but it still works. I think the situation might have still worked out, but it's just so interesting to see that even in the storm, that you're probably being blessed, but maybe you just need to pray to be vigilant and more aware of your blessings. And also, but God, whatever you think you can't do, pray about it, and God will guide you, and he can help you with it. So if you're going through something, you're like, you're feeling overwhelmed, just be like, dear Lord, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now. I need your strength. I need your ability, and he will help you with it. So I hope that this helped you in some way, as a reminder of what God can do, and also a reminder of the blessings that you may be having, but you may not be realizing is there. So if you guys enjoyed this, go ahead and give us a like and follow us on our socials at Secondhand Wisdom. And that, see you guys next week. Bye.